It's crazy, but it's true. I only want to be with you. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Yee-haw! Back in house. That means I'm back in Utah. I gotta translate for myself. That's what I'm doing. I'm my own translator, motherfuckers. Yeah! I've had that song stuck in my head. So, there's two versions of that song that I know. There's multiple versions of it. But here's the ones that I know, all right? There's one in Spanish by Luis Miguel. Luis Miguel is a Mexican singer. And his version is just the melody. The lyrics are completely different. I don't know which one I like the most. They're both really nice. They're very nice songs, aren't they? But yeah, they're nice songs. So the Luis Miguel song is called No Supiste Amar, which means you didn't know how to love. And then the English version, it's called I Only Want to Be With You. So It's kind of the opposing versions of them, if you will. So anyway, I've had that both of them stuck in my head for I don't know how long. It's been like a five. So on New Year's Day, we were at my aunt's house. We were playing some music, and one of my cousins put Luis Miguel, but not this song, just another song, and that reminded me of that song. So I'm like, I want to hear that song. So once her song stopped, I'm like, okay, put this one. And she put it, and I'm like, do, 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 do. Ha, ha, ho. So, when we were flying back into the USA, when we were flying back here, what's going on with the stuttering, boy? We were on the plane, and we were watching the entertainment, you know, whatever. And there was this movie I was watching called, I forgot the name. Something about the. Let me look it up. All right, the Bromley Boys. I think it was Bromley Boys. Oh, come on, Google. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, the Bromley Boys. I was watching that movie, and it just starts out with the I Only Want to Be with You version, and I'm like, oh man, now I've had this song stuck in my head for a few days. It's a great pair of songs. Yes, it's a good movie, by the way, too. I enjoyed the movie. So if you like soccer or football, how it's originally named, if you like football or soccer, it's an enjoyable movie. All right, it's enjoyable. It's based on true things, whatever it is. Anyway, how's it going, everybody? Yeah, I'm back. I was in Costa Rica for 3 weeks, and we're back, man. We're back. We're enjoying ourselves here in Utah. Miss my family and whatnot, but you know, it's also nice to be back home. So there's positives and negatives with everything you do. So that's just life, right? That's just life, right? So you take the positives and just go with them. Ba 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 boom. Anyway, so I don't even know what I talked about while I was there. I know I just did really short podcasts. So. We went to the beach one day, we went to this botanical gardens thing one day, and we mostly just stayed home. We went out to have food at a restaurant twice. That was it. But, you know, we just want to stay home and, enjoy ourselves. We spent time with family. We went to people's houses, and that's about it. That's about it, you know? But it was a lot of drinking. My God, so much drinking. I needed a break. I needed a break because out of 3 weeks, I think I only did not drink one day, maybe two at the most. All right, so that's too much for me. Now, ever since I got back, I haven't had one sip, and I feel great. I'm eating clean again, and I feel great. Man, it was delicious food, especially my brotato Beto. He's like an actual chef now. He makes really good food. So I was eating his food. And we were out eating out all the time, eating like a pig. Eating like a pig. There was only one time, I will say, there was only one time where I just like overate and I felt really bad. That was the only time. But it wasn't like bad that I had to throw up. It was just bad like, man, I can't move. But and that was a day my cousins had us over at their house. And she's like a really good chef. She made pizza from scratch. Like, she even made the dough. She made everything. And, you know, we were having pizza, whatever. I love pizza. It's one of my favorite meals. If you've heard, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know, I've probably mentioned it at some point. Anyway, so we were having the pizza, and I've had like, I don't know why I ate something before we even went there. Dumb idea. Second, like I'd already had like 5 slices of pizza, and I was like, man, I'm full. But I was surprised by one ham and cheese pizza. You know, ham and cheese pizza is good. I love ham and cheese pizza, but it's not like anything spectacular usually. But this one was, and I was really surprised by it. So I think it just having been taken by surprise and how good it was, I'm like, man, I have to have one more of these. I can't leave this house without having one of these and not finish one more of these, you know? So I had it, and then I finished it. I was very glad I did. But at the same time, it was one of those love-hate things, because I was also regretting it, because I didn't feel like, I was like, oh, I was stuffed, you know? I was stuffed, you know? Yes. Anyway. So yeah, there's some stories from Costa Rica, and let's go to the news. Hallow news. Here's Hallow's way. He tells you about some dumb thing and makes it on his awful bray. I don't know. That didn't rhyme. Whatever. I mean, it rhymed, but it doesn't make sense. As most of my poems do, you know, because I'm a poet. If you didn't know it. Anyway. So I saw, I don't like to touch on actual news because it's depressing. And they're always like making you, trying to look out to see if you get angry or whatever. They're trying to get a reaction, clickbait and whatnot, right? So, and this article is actually that too, but it's something dumb, right? So it's very dumb in the sense of like, it's meaningless. But so I'm not even going to mention the publication, if you will, if I can even call it that, because it's ridiculous. But the article was about, oh, Matthew McConaughey keeps flirting with alt-right darlings because he was interviewed by Jordan Peterson and who God knows who else. But man, why was it? There's no facts in that. One, look, Jordan Peterson has he says some controversial things. I personally love the guy. He says I agree with a lot of the stuff he says. Doesn't mean I agree with everything. As with everybody, I don't agree with you on everything. You don't agree with me on everything, right? So that's just the nature of the world. So, but the way people just like look, the media just like tries to slander people and things like that. It's just like, man, is there any more facts in life, right? Yeah, sure. There's questionable things the man said. But it doesn't mean he's one thing. Just because you said one thing doesn't make you one thing. You know, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Anyway, it's not important. It's a little irky. You know, a little irky with the, because that's what media is right now. That they're just like, I'm gonna make you be mad or whatever and whatnot. All right. So there's no facts. There's no just like actual news anymore. And but the problem is people read it. So, anyway, that's it. You know, that's it for the podcast this week, you guys. I'm glad to be back. I miss my family. I say hello to everybody. Love y'all. And So anyway, I'm glad this is finally a regular podcast. So I'm excited to be back. I hope y'all are having a great day. And love y'all, my little cunties. Bye bye.